Spencer Chase here at the 85th National FFA Convention, talking to the Model of Excellence winner, Spencer County from the state of Kentucky. And here with us today, we have Austin Jaggers and Caleb Fulkerson. And Austin, just tell me a little bit about some of the programs that your chapter has implemented in order to be named the Model of Excellence winner.
All of our activities are based around the fact that we're pulling in not only the traditional students that would come into an ag program, but also the non-traditional students. Our community is not an agriculturally based community, and so we're always looking for new ways to put a twist on all of our activities, such as our Dancing with the Stars activity that ties together our FFA chapter with our dance team, and we're always looking for that twist to pull in those non-traditional students.
And Caleb, how do you think, you know, as far as that twist that Austin just mentioned, do you think that paid off in terms of recruiting new members?
Absolutely. The activities we try to do, they all meet national education standards, and it's improved in standardized test scores, and also we have shown an increase in membership over the past year. So yes, I think it's been a great success.
And Austin, when you guys were planning activities such as this, I mean, was this award in mind? Were you thinking we want to be the Model of Excellence winner for the nation, and we're going to do these activities not only because they're good activities, but with this possibility in mind also?
Not necessarily. We're not always looking to so much win an award with what we do, but we're just trying to be as innovative as possible. Like I said, we're always looking to challenge ourselves and look for new ways to promote agriculture and non-traditional agriculture. So by always challenging ourselves and the way we promote our ideas and put them into action, I think that's what challenges us to become an excellent chapter.
And Caleb, let's talk a little bit about your chapter's community involvement. What kind of community activities has your chapter done?
All the activities that we try to do, we try to tie in with the community, because being from a small town, we are a very community-based chapter, and our community is everything to us. So anything we can do to give back to them, so whether it's from Chili to Charity or Dancing with the Stars, they're all community events that in some way give back to them.
And Austin, looking forward, where do you see this chapter going? I mean, obviously these tie-in methods that you're using are recruiting all kinds of new members from your school, and do you think that growth is going to continue within this chapter?
Absolutely. I think the opportunities for our chapter are limitless. As we continue to grow, we get even more non-traditional students tying in with the traditional ag background that we have with different students. And as we get them to work together and build new opportunities for everyone, I think that our chapter will continue to grow and continue not only to improve the activities that we already have in place, but also grow and develop new activities that can bring even more twists, as I stated earlier, to the activities that we have now.
Spencer Chase here at the 85th National FFA Convention, talking with the Model of Excellence winner, Spencer County FFA chapter from the state of Kentucky.